Elsa.
You're listening to the Hunter Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD!
Hey, Bo, good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon to you too, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing...
All right. I'm actually doing great. Yeah.
And yet, like, this is intense.
Yeah, this is... Okay, so it's hard to just pull the curtain back for the listener. But
because there's no curtain.
Because there's no... There's a lot of no's, but there's certainly no curtain. That's true. Point is, man, we are here. It is the penultimate episode of Country Squire Radio. We are just hours away from episode 500 that we will be recording here.
That's right.
Now, one of the things that happened is we let people know about episode 500, and there was reactions, there was news, there was emails. We've done our best to try to kind of gather a lot of those as part of the mailbag episode for International Pipe Smoking Day. But the reality is there's just been so much that's happened amongst like the last several weeks as some of, if I may say, some of the best episodes of Country Squire Radio we've ever put out have gone out to the people.
I am proud. I really am proud of some of them.
Listen, we'll be going into all that tomorrow. Yeah. But the thing is, in the amount of time that all of this has been building up to the final, you know, big event, to say that folks were interested in coming is a bit of an understatement. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. We have been truly overwhelmed by that. Like, and when I say overwhelmed, like, well, I mean, we literally are like, how are we going to handle this? I mean, it has been so honoring that so many people have come and they're excited to be here.
Yeah.
And like, we're sitting in the room right now with someone from Canada. Like,
isn't that crazy? Yeah. Well, look, major shouts out to Ben from Canada, who is literally the reason why people will be able to hear us tomorrow.
I know.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, like,
it's so great.
It's awesome. Yeah. Well, hey, so this is the thing, though, right? Because of the massive amount of folks that are coming in, the event, in many respects, is still taking place at the Squire, but the show literally outgrew the Squire shop itself.
It did. I'm proud of our shop, and we've got ample space for a normal event, but this quickly got out of control.
Yes.
And so we are in a shopping center called the Quarter on Lakeland Drive. And
not to be confused with the French Quarter.
Not to be confused with the French Quarter, although it was designed to be like the French Quarter, a very cheap imitation of the French Quarter.
I have seen some cheap imitations of the French Quarter.
Like the Pheasant Run Hotel in Chicago.
It's the first one that comes to mind. And that is so bad. That is the only thing more or possibly as insulting as that is the one that Disneyland has in the Quarter section
really?
Of Disney. Yes, because like it's all like fake. We took our kids there. I mean, this is an aside. But when we took our kids there to Disneyland, they have like a little faux quarter up there, which of course they don't do in Florida because it's so close to the actual, you know, French Quarter that like, why would you? But they got a whole steamboat and everything else. My kids are like, we should ride the steamboat. I'm like, kids, let me explain to you. This is what Disney does. It takes people's cultures and it commodifies them and like shares it out to give everybody these micro experiences of other people's cultures.
That's true.
This right here, this is your culture. You don't have to ride a faux steamboat. We can do that. Like, you don't have to go to the faux quarter. You've got the real one. So anyway, sorry, that's aside. The quarter here in...
Big aside.
Yeah.
We are in the Quarter shopping center. I love Bo. He gets so defensive about things that are related to New Orleans.
I do.
So the Quarter is an old shopping center. Obviously, the Squire is the oldest tenant in the shopping center. We've been here since a year after they opened this place. But there's an oddity here in that when it was bought by new ownership, and the new ownership's been very nice to us, but when they bought this building, they kicked out an old Chinese restaurant.
Yes, the China Bell.
And it was here a long time. It was here a very long time.
We were in I remember this place in high school.
Oh, it's we're going way back.
Yeah.
And so it's one of these typical like American China buffet places. Like, hey, you go, you know, you get your mound of General Tso's chicken, and fried rice, and some, you know.
As with everything, there's tiers, and this was definitely kind of on the mid to low.
Mid to low.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they kicked him out, hoping to find another like a nicer restaurant. For this place.
Yeah,
like
a
maybe
bit,
maybe white tablecloth
a little
or something
higher
more
tier,
trendy
sure.
or something. You know, they wanted something nice. And so this space that we're talking about has been vacant. They haven't been able to rent it.
Right.
This space has been vacant for over 6 years.
You know, as I look around the place, I'm shocked to hear that that's the case.
Over 6 years.
Really? Six years.
And so the our landlords, State Street Group here in Jackson, very kind people. They've been so generous to the Country Squire. They're really big fans of ours. They love having us here in the quarter. And, you know, for a smoke shop, that's really saying something. And so they gave us this space for a day.
How about that? How about gave us a space? You know, and any port in a storm is what I like to always say.
And what the thing is, the volume of the space, right, the amount of the space,
it's perfect.
Is perfect.
Yes,
we're in a 3,900 square foot room.
Death trap. It's, look, this is what y'all can't see at home, okay? And what everybody's about to see that comes tomorrow. This place is a death trap, and I apologize. When you hear about the bodies and everything from the tragedy that was the 500th episode of Country Squire Radio, I wash my hands of this. I'm just kidding. I think it's fantastic. And as you have mentioned, I'm sure we'll mention on next week's episode, like, it's the perfect place for us to do this. But this is the thing. It is right next to the Country Squire shop, so we'll be recording here and then popping over.
And then walking back.
Yeah.
We'll literally be walking right back next door.
Suffice to say, man, it's a unique place. We'll have some fun with it tomorrow, and it's going to be great for everybody. But the fact of the matter is, we are here on this particular episode to do the job that has been built up for many a year. In fact, I did a little research, and I believe this is correct. There was a listener who you may recall, Pappy Badger. Remember Pappy Badger?
Yeah. That's going way back.
Going way back.
Yeah.
According to my notes, which again, I am, you know, it's questionable into the tomes of Country Squire Radio notes if this is correct or not. Pappy Badger was the one to originally suggest, why don't you guys do a barbecue and pipe tobacco pairing?
Yeah. Thank you.
Pappy Badger did not realize this is a man who was like trying to like, hey, he's trying to help us out. He's like, hey, you know, like, go for it. Do it. Now, it could very well be that it was like an offhand joke that was made and you were like, no, don't do that. And then Pappy sent it in. It's kind of like, no, y'all should do this. But here's the deal. We're doing it, ladies and gentlemen. We have said for the longest time that the barbecue and pipe tobacco pairing was a sign of the end times. And even when we started joking about that, I think in the back of our heads, we always knew if we had to shut down the show, it would be with a pipe tobacco and barbecue pairing.
Yeah.
And
it was one of those things that's jumping the shark, right?
I think so.
It was like, you know, you jump the shark. If you don't know that reference, you know, Google it. But like, if you're going to jump the shark, like that is the barbecue pairing.
It's
like
the one.
If you do it. If we go out, we're doing it.
Let's do it.
And we're doing it.
And that's exactly right. All right, but so here's the deal, man. With something like this, we can't just do it just the two of us. We got to open it up to everybody. So we're gonna throw it to ourselves a little bit in the future here.
That's right.
For the actual official Country Squire Radio barbecue and pipe tobacco pairing. Let's get to it.
Oh, JD. Yeah.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, this is good. We got, where is this from? This barbecue?
It is pulled. You have brisket on your plate.
I got the brisket on my plate with a knife and everything, but it's kind of hard to cut my food while I'm on the mic. We're smoking a pipe for that matter. This is a bad idea. Have we talked about how this is a bad idea?
We have talked ad nauseum about how having barbecue on Country Squire Radio is a bad idea.
But see, this is the thing. It's not a bad idea. In fact, I think it is one of the best ideas that could ever happen. And as we mentioned earlier, we went back into our archives and saw the earliest that we could find that this concept was at least mentioned by a listener was somebody who went by the name of Pappy Badger. Y'all remember Pappy Badger? We've mentioned him before. So I don't quite know if it was Pappy Badger's idea or if we had made the joke and Pappy Badger was like, no.
No, we're doing this.
Y'all should do it. Y'all should do it. And as you know,
how self-serving is this? Like a barbecue and you pair it with pipe tobacco and that makes sense.
What about
universe?
This situation makes you think it's self-serving? Have you seen this situation? The finer things, ladies and gentlemen.
The finer things. If you listen very closely, you'll hear someone taking a shower.
That's true. Anyway, so here's the deal. We are so thankful to have all of y'all here. Let's give it up for everybody here who's here for the barbecue and pipe tobacco pairing.
Woo!
Yeah. All right. You want me to pull? I'm going to pull the curtain back. The first time that we ever did a live event for Country Squire Radio was in the old shop, and we had
That's
maybe
right.
like five or six people show up.
Man, we thought we were cool, though.
Well, no, and this is the thing. I heard the audio, because these are, you know, these are nice mics, the directional mics, they don't always pick up the five people that were sitting there. So maybe I might have taken that audio and kind of stretched it out and layered it on top of each other. I don't think I'm going to have to do that this time. This is great. No theater of the mind. We got it.
Let's do it again.
All right, everybody who's here for barbecue and pipe tobacco. Woo! All right. How about that? Oh, yeah. No, the little meter thing blew up. It's great.
Oh, that's great.
That's going to be fun.
I'll put that on my Christmas tree.
John David, we are here with a barbecue and pipe tobacco pairing.
Now,
let's give a big shout out to the folks that have made this barbecue for us.
Yeah. Pig and Pint is our local Mississippi barbecue. We think it's the best barbecue in Jackson. I was chatting with Chris from Pig and Pint earlier. Man, they do a great job. They brought us a nice assortment today of chicken and brisket and pulled pork.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the my favorite part about this is that every barbecue community in the United States is so arrogant.
Well, I mean, it's a part of the identity of a lot of different cities all feel like they must claim some form of barbecue.
So we've already heard today from our Texas people.
Yeah.
And we've heard from our Kansas City people.
Of course.
And we've heard from our Carolina people.
Really? Carolina?
And, you know, I hadn't heard anything from Tennessee yet, but I mean, this is kind of close to Tennessee. They're kissing cousins, you know.
Tennessee, dry rub is kind of the way to go. It's not as popular, but it's still,
I think it's better.
It's got a fan base.
But anyway, so anyway, we have Jackson, Mississippi barbecue today.
Yeah.
And it is delicious.
I'm
so glad y'all could join us.
You know what's really disturbing about the Pig and Pint? They've had a lot of different famous customers come through. This is not a lie. Kermit the Frog.
Oh, Kermit went to Pig and Pint.
Kermit the Frog. Think about Kermit the Frog going to Pig and Pint. Somebody had a long conversation when they got home with the Mrs. That's all I'm saying. But no, seriously, you can see it. They posted it on Instagram and everything. Like, Kermit was right in front of Pig and Pint, like, hi! We're like, ha-ha, Pig's gonna
have some. I forgot about that. That's terrifying.
It's terrifying is what it is. But this is not.
Hey, honey, you won't imagine what I had for dinner tonight.
No. All right. So here's the deal, man. We've got this wonderful barbecue that we're going to be pairing with some wonderful pipe tobacco. It's interesting because typically when we're talking about like a beverage, we go into kind of the various notes and flavors.
Well, the tasting notes, yeah.
The tannins, that's a thing.
It's somewhere.
Somewhere there's tannins.
There's a tannin.
Yeah. And so it's interesting. So as I look at the brisket here.
Yeah, give me your flavor impressions.
Lovely.
Think about it. Pull your flavor wheel out.
And just imagine I'm taking a sniff.
Yeah.
And I'm smelling barbecue. it's definitely brisket, and it definitely tastes amazing. The pulled pork is also lovely, and I find that when I dip it in the barbecue sauce, that it tastes like barbecue sauce. So tangy, which is good. Yeah, John David, this was a bad idea. I'll just go ahead and admit it right here and now in front of God and all these witnesses. It was a bad idea.
You just wanted an excuse to eat barbecue. We could have done that anytime.
I just love the fact that we got to ham it up. But no, I'm serious, though. As so many people do know, have enjoyed the act of barbecuing and enjoying their pipe.
That's right.
Over the years
it's like peas in a pod. They go together. Yeah.
Pastimes that people do that they enjoy while enjoying the pipe. And so we even did an entire pipe culture series on the concept. And so when you think about pairing barbecue and pipe tobacco, while today we are doing that just that with the food.
Yeah.
There's also the act itself. You know, so many times, what do? We gather around the barbecue pit, we're cooking good food, and we're sharing stories in much the same way that we gather around the pipe and we share those good stories.
Yeah.
When we talk about kind of that personal fire, right? This kind of fire that connects us throughout the ages is this gathering spot for conversation and for good quality food. So I'm very curious, John David, we got some good quality food. I want to know the good quality pipe tobacco that you're going to be pairing with this.
Well, I begrudgedly, agreed to do this, but we always said if we did this, it'd be a sign of the end times. And so we're going to have fun with it. And we did, and I thought really hard about this and I did.
Okay.
And we went in a lot of directions and I created something.
What? No.
I created a tobacco.
John David, when's the last time, because what's Quinn? Did Quinn create this pipe tobacco? You be honest right now.
I hand-blended this pipe tobacco and designed the recipe myself.
You've got to be kidding. All right, so as y'all know, Quinn the intern is really, to even call him the intern is ridiculous because he makes so many great quality pipe tobacco from the Country Squire.
I'm like the washed up guy.
Well,
he's like the guy back there like, ooh, let's do this.
It's not a well-kept secret. Like everybody's like, when's John David going to come out? And every once in a while you bust out some whale song just to, thing. But like every once in a while you bust out something incredible. Are we looking at a new John David Cole blend?
Can everyone reach inside their gift bag and pull out their pocket?
Oh, are we doing an Oprah?
It's a new pipe tobacco.
There is a... We had our friend Dave Shane with the Pipery made us these awesome Country Squire Radio episode 500. I was there. Pocket jars.
Girl.
And they're in your bag, and they're right next to this really cool button. And I want you to put this button on your bag and take it to every pipe show you go to. And put it on today, too. I thought that came out really cool. So open it up and smell this tobacco. Tell me what you think, Bo. We can't smoke it here, but you'll get to smoke it in about an hour when we go outside.
Oh, wow. So as I'm taking a deep whiff, and I'm thinking first and foremost of the wonderful barbecue that I've just consumed and the tangy flavors and everything else.
I tell you what. I wanted something that would go particularly well with barbecue.
No, you wanted something that would go particularly well with the final last episode of Country Squire Radio.
With barbecue. And what you said something that was very important when you're tasting the barbecue sauce. You talked about it being tangy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, you think about when you think about barbecue and the richness that goes into it, there's so many, you know, that's where the people really shine is that barbecue sauce, right? They're finding their barbecue recipe that it's like, oh, how do we make this happen that's unique to us, but also just hits all those parts of your tongue, right? Mm. Something that's interesting and lights your palate up and all that kind of thing. And you know, so my initial thought was how to step into those richer, deeper flavors, you know, like something like, you know, I always think about those, like, you know, like a mulled wine or like a, like stone fruit, you know, things like that are plummy.
Plummy, dried.
That comes back a lot. And so, you know, I just, you know, kind of wanted to lean into that. And,
right.
And, you know, when you think about...
Y'all things, smell this, right? Y'all smell what I'm smelling. Y'all smell what he's smelling right now?
You know,
making sure we're all on the same page.
When you think about how, you know, that pairs with something that's so particular as barbecue, particularly the sauce, you know, that really leans into that. You know, you think about like plums or maybe prunes or dates.
Some sort of dried fruit.
Like a dried fruit.
Like a small dried fruit.
Well, but it's almost like if you took like a... It's almost like if you took a grape.
Like a grape.
And like dried it.
Just left it outside.
But you know how you get that kind of... There's a unique flavor. There's a nasally spice to it that is really pleasant, but it comes to a lot of different palates.
Yes.
And it's something that's just it's a crowd pleaser.
John David, what does this pipe tobacco smell like?
It's a raisin flavored tobacco, and it's called Fine Thin.
Fine. Oh my gosh.
Fine Then. I made a raisin flavored tobacco.
There you go.
And y'all can
put that in your pipes and smoke it.
Well, everybody always talks about how this tobacco smells like raisins.
It tastes like raisins.
Open the jar up and this tobacco smells like raisins. They all smell like raisins. There's no raisin flavored tobacco. Well, there is now.
So this is great. We have one of the most extinguished palates in the history of humanity.
Extinguished palate?
Extinguished?
It's extinguished now.
Yeah. Celebrated, venerated, constipated. A palate. A palate like none other. And we finally get to the barbecue and pipe tobacco pairing, and you make a special raisin blend? That's beautiful, man. That's love is what that is. Yeah, I know. I see it. Yeah, it's fine then. I get it. This is great, man. So I am actually very curious because this is probably one of, obviously, a long-running joke on Country Squire Radio is the fact that, you know, so many people do say that pipe tobacco smells like raisins. But I've got to ask you.
I've never seen a raisin-flavored pipe tobacco.
Well, you just made one.
I'm very
curious. How do you get the raisin-ness? What was it like? What drove you? Because clearly there had to be something out there in the industry that you thought smelled like raisins.
This is the deal. This is the issue, right? I could have pulled any jar off that shelf at the Country Squire and renamed it Raisin Blend, and people be like, ooh, it smells just like raisins.
Uh-huh.
I could have pulled Chesapeake off the jar, off the thing.
Yeah, what else smells like raisins?
Cornishman, Cherokee, Green Drag. You name it. Like any Shepherd's Pie. you name your favorite Country Squire blend, and I just could have renamed it Raisin Blend, Raisin Brand, or whatever it is. Well, I didn't do that. This is a mixture, all seriousness, it's a mixture of Virginia's, Black Cavendish, and a little bit of Burley that's got some topping on it. It is an aromatic tobacco, but it's a very light aromatic, although it has a generous portion of vanilla Cavendish in it. But It's also got some Perique. It's got a pretty healthy dose of Perique.
Yeah.
It's kind of that. There's a little spice there. There's just a little spice. And it's a tobacco where you'll really appreciate, I think, the natural flavor of the tobacco itself. But it's got that little bit of added sweetness to kind of keep you interested in it, you know. And then that pepper that makes your nostrils just sing, you know.
I love it.
So Fine then.
Fine then. No, that's great. That's absolutely wonderful. Well, you know, all right, so let me ask you this, because I know that there's going to be people wondering. Everyone here got some in their bag they'll be able to try, but the folks at home, are they going to be able to sample Fine Then?
They will be able to. This will be a...
Fine Then.
Fine Then will be probably a limited edition blend, but we'll have it available. We actually have it available today for sale at the Country Squire.
Well, there you go.
And so there is a 4-ounce limit if you guys want some, but we do have enough for 4 ounces for everybody. So y'all, man, feel free to grab some, but I hope you enjoy it.
So after you've now filled your belly with barbecue, you've got your raisin pipe tobacco that'll be looking forward to you after all of this. You know, one of the things, we've got wonderful coleslaw. I noticed this. We've got beautiful beans here. But there's something that I find missing that is like you always need whenever there's barbecue.
At a cookout,
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you got your barbecue going. Everyone's got, you know, you think about
beans,
all
the coleslaw.
Delicious thing. And, and something comes before the ice cream.
That's right.
You
got to get some good quality corn. You know that good quality corn? Kind of like the good quality corn that the good folks at Missouri Meerschaum use to make their good quality pipes. We are so thankful, of course, to Missouri Meerschaum for their sponsorship of this show, keeping us on the air for so very long. We are so very honored. We've got Missouri Meerschaum royalty in the house. For our listeners, they'll be able to hear a little bit more from her next week. But for y'all are going to be able to hear a little bit more from her in just a little bit. So big thanks to our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum. You know, we're going to talk about it, but I just got to mention it right now. My favorite pipe, as y'all know, is the Country Gentleman. I absolutely love this pipe. In fact, the first ever pipe I got from a listener,
was
a custom job on a Country Gentleman. And this right here, longtime listeners may recall that I call this thing the Salmon Slayer. Now, I've never actually caught a salmon with this pipe.
That's false advertising.
It's false. That's on me. But what they've done is they've actually got they created a little custom wrapper around.
Hang it around your neck, like a lanyard or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's cute.
And so the great thing is, of course, the pipe bowl itself is nice and healthy. You get a lot of good quality pipe tobacco in there, and you enjoy a nice, cool, clean smoke from our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum. So thank you so much for their sponsorship of this show.
Do you know my favorite Missouri Meerschaum pipe? It's right here.
Oh no.
And it's the Fifth Cartman Avenue one. And it's got Eric Cartman from South Park on the front of it. And it smokes like a dream.
Kick ass. Oh my gosh. Anyway, thank you so Oh man, but we are so very grateful for the sponsorship of the sport of Missouri Meerschaum. So thank you so much for sponsoring the show. And I get to say it to you while looking at you. That's so cool. Big round of applause for Missouri Meerschaum. All right.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pipe question of the week.
And we're back. Pipe question of the week this week. John David. Now, this is coming in from Garcon Fernandino de Anito, who...
Have you practiced that?
I did. I always practice.
Because Garcon is like... Garcon is a faithful listener, and he's written several times, you know, really
newer,
great,
passionate listener, absolutely.
Really great content, yes. But the way you just said his name rolled off your tongue. Very impressive.
Yeah. Oh, man. Look, we love Garcon so much, and, you know, it's interesting because this was he had sent in this episode, and it was kind of part of an episode that we had recorded but never aired, but let's go ahead and jump into it. Here's what Garcon says. It says, "Hello, Bo and Master John David. Hope you guys are doing well. I've recently lost my mother-in-law. She was an amazing woman, scientist, mother, grandmother, sister, friend, and as I liked to tell her, she was my favorite mother-in-law. Unfortunately, her heart gave up and she passed, leaving behind our broken hearts. At her funeral, which was beautiful, I felt the desire to light a nice bowl of pipe tobacco in her honor. By the way, she used to bring me fine tobaccos every time she came back from traveling. So it occurred to me, is there a ritual to celebrate those who are going, who are gone, that involved pipe smoking? It is usual that to smoke a cigar to celebrate good things like the birth of a child or a job promotion.
Yeah.
But what about a deeper, less joyful moment that are also so important to our lives? Of course, I smoked a pipe in her honor, her building overlooking the sea, enjoying nice warm spring night and contemplating the same view that she might have seen countless times during the sunset. It felt right. Sorry to bring up such a heavy subject as this one, but I believe many of our fellow pipe smokers might have felt the similar in similar situations. Keep up the good work. And again, that is cheers from Brazil, Garcon Fernandino de Anito."
You crushed it.
Thank you.
You did great.
Man, listen, you always got to put some respect on Garcon's name, and especially with a question like this, because I think this hits home for a lot.
It's really tender, right? Yeah. So Garcon is writing in and had a death in the family, really tragic, of someone that obviously was very important to them. And man, praise the Lord. I wish we could have met her, but it sounds like she was just a wonderful person. I am not aware. I'm not aware of any kind of rituals.
Like a standardized ritual.
Ritual or tradition. Something that like people would recognize.
Right.
After someone passes away related to a pipe, you know. I see regularly people come in, obviously, you know, Garcon says to like celebrate something or, you know, if you've got a wedding or someone makes partner at the law firm or something really, birth of a child, something really powerful and special. Folks come in and buy, you know, high-end cigars. I see that with pipes and the fact that people will mark their children's birth. I've done it myself with new pipes, right? It's like, oh, this pipe, I'm buying a pipe in honor of my new child.
Or putting up some pipe tobacco for like the next year.
Cellaring or something. Yeah, I've seen them do... where they'll take pipe tobacco and, you know, stick it back and they say, I'm going to smoke this with my son when he's 25 or whatever, you know, whatever
Right.
But we haven't seen a, like you said, a regular or standardized thing related to that with grieving. That's just not something we've really, really seen. And so I think it is what you make of it, Garcon. Like, I think it's, you know, one of those things where you have to impart your own importance to it, and I think you'll find your own honorable way of doing that. You know, the pipe, for centuries, by certain cultures, has been used to kind of mark almost like a totem, to mark very important things, whether, you know, they're good or bad. And so, you know, if you're able to kind of lean into that, you know, I think you'll come up with your own tradition there. But there's not really anything. I will say, there is one phrase I hear occasionally when there's a pipe smoker that passes away. People will say, guys, there's a broken pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Broken pipe. And that person is kind of is referring to like a pipe smoker that has died. And so, but you know, I don't know of anything else. And man, Gerson, I'm sorry for you and your family. It sounds like she was a wonderful lady, and I hope you find your own way of, you know, celebrating her and honoring her. Yeah.
You know, grieving is such a personal thing. Like, everybody experiences grief so very differently.
Yeah,
and there's
true.
No one right way or wrong way. But I do love the imagery of it. I mean, I think that there's, you know, we talked about it during our episode on like the pipe and modern myth about how the concept of smoke being this thing between the physical and spiritual, right? Like the idea of, if you look at kind of how pipe smoking was used in a lot of like, you know, rituals and religions and that sort of thing in the past, everything, how this kind of becomes a symbolic thing. And so, no, I think it's beautiful. I think it's great.
That's good, man. Yeah. I'm honored that you would, you know, ask. And again, thank you for being just such a faithful listener. And we're grateful for you.
Your thoughts, your comments, listener feedback.
All right, man. Listener feedback this week coming in from Joe Marty. All right, Joe.
Woo.
What did Joe have to say?
You're going to make me read this?
We can toss it back.
No,
and
it's great. It's great. Joe, man, faithful friend of the show. I like a lot of things, he says. One thing I like are peanut butter M&Ms. Another thing I like is Country Squire Radio. Man, that's a big deal.
Putting us in the same category
as that. I don't place the same value on those, by the way. See, we're probably lower. But I notice a real parallel between certain things I like, and I'm using M&Ms for the analogy, and CSR. You know how when you start eating M&Ms, you might start out by taking them two or three at a time, absentmindedly launching them down your gullet in a sort of detached, distracted way.
Man,
that's
we've
how
all,
I eat
we've
basically everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Oreos, Chips Ahoy. Do you also recognize how you get to the last five or so and your mind starts to tell you to slow down and take notice of what you're doing? That hasn't happened very often to me, but anyway, we'll continue.
Right.
Each of those M&Ms are selected individually, maybe allowed to melt a little bit in your mouth instead of just chucking them in your mouth. Then you get down to the last one, and you might as well be looking at it like Gollum and the Ring. You eat it, you savor it,
right,
and then you search through the bag with a sort of forlorn hope that there might be one hiding out in the corner to give you that last little high.
And then for me, 5 minutes later, you forgot that you ate the last one, and you go looking for, I thought I just had one of these. Anyway, continue.
He says, so it is with CSR.
Hmm.
As the weeks have wound down to the end of our beloved podcast, I find that I hang on to every word with an intensity I didn't always have. The recent episode on integrity transcended the pipe world and really made me think about my life and those around me. Are we living lives of purpose? Are we deciding to act and let life just happen? Are we showing the world who we are or just keeping up appearances? Heady stuff for a pipe podcast. I know you're moving on for reasons that are important to you. I'm a husband. I'm a father as well. Life pulls us in multitude of directions at once, and many demands are placed on us from everyone around us and even ourselves. I hope this comparison gives you peace and space to carry out the next big goal or strengthen the ties that bind you. But I don't know you. I've never stood in the same room and breathed the same smoke, not that I inhale. JD, I have had one or two short, sweet conversations with you on the phone, and you seem every bit the same as you do on the show. So kudos to you and your integrity there. But I do feel more like a friend is slowly telling me goodbye, probably forever. I'm not crumpled in the corner, distraught, but it's going to be a loss. It really is. You guys left your mark on the pipe world in a big way, but you're also a great model for adult friendship, growth, and maintaining a lightheartedness despite the big, serious, and sometimes challenging events life places before us. I don't want you to feel like you're letting anyone down by pursuing your own life. You're not. But I do want you to know that if you ever wondered if what you do matters or has a meaning, it does. We have been richer for the experience of Country Squire Radio, and the world will be a little poorer for its absence. May God bless and guide you and your families, and may we one day meet face-to-face in a little shop in Jackson, Mississippi, whose existence would be completely hidden from me but for this podcast. I'm looking forward to relishing that last M&M. Yours truly, Joe Marty.
Man. Thank you, Joe.
I might have to frame that.
Thank you, Joe. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for that.
I might have to frame that. Yeah.
Oh.
That's great.
Well, man, I hope people liked this next to last M&M they got.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
Me too.
With some barbecue and some pipe tobacco. Yo, we did it! We got John David Cole to do a pipe tobacco and barbecue pairing.
Do you know... How much like it just a shame of yes. like how ridiculous yes. it is, the whole thought. Like when we started, you know, kind of like our Squire Select and we're putting together these pairings, it's right. like, okay, at some point this is just getting really like self, you know, serving kind of thing. And then, you know, who was it? Our friend suggested it.
Yeah, Pappy Badger.
Yeah, Pappy Badger, yeah. He drops this and like and you just latch on like with your claws.
It wasn't just me. There was an entire movement of listeners that continued to write in to the extent that we got our first ever negative iTunes review was like, guys, stop talking about the pipe. Just do it.
And we did. And we did.
And we did.
And we did.
And we did. Until today. Bye, guys. No, man. We did until today. But man, I am so thrilled that we got a chance to do it. Yeah, here we are. Next to last, the penultimate M&M. Hope y'all enjoyed this one. And we got so much for y'all next week. So stay tuned. And hey, let's go have a day.
See you, brother.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.